I'll meet with the attorneys and we'll go along speaking about the case, speaking about specifics, and getting some themes that jurors would be able to sort of sink their teeth into. Then we're going to take those themes and put them on in a focus group or a mock trial setting to see how jurors react to those themes. And what's great about it is we've actually used Dahlsmith in a lot of our research projects, because in that moment, the company and the clients can see through the Dahl data what is happening with the jurors and how the information is affecting the jurors. And frankly, on the fly, can change kind of some of the perceptions with the themes that they're developing in front of the jurors, because we get that instant feedback.
Let's just follow that thread a little bit further. When dial testing is incorporated into a mock trial or a focus group, and you're able to learn what those mock jurors or respondents are thinking in the moment, what's happening in the back room? What's going on to influence the actual flow of that group or your ability to test additional things right there in the moment that you might not otherwise be able to?
Well, honestly, David, it's priceless, because what happens is as the attorneys are presenting before the jurors, we're in the back of the room behind the one-way mirror and we're making notes and we're printing out data and we're talking about it. And for example, when you're doing sort of a plaintiff presentation followed by a defense presentation followed by a plaintiff rebuttal, which is a lot of the ways these focus groups are put together, that plaintiff rebuttal can change 180 degrees from what we were going to say at the beginning of research to what we end up saying at the end of research, because we're getting that information, that invaluable information, from not only how our themes came across in our plaintiff presentation, but how then jurors are feeling about the defense in going against those themes. So from that data, we can then basically rewrite the plaintiff rebuttal on the fly before they go in there with that information that we learned from actual mock jurors that will help then streamline the actual case when we go to jury and when we go to trial.